from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Does anyone think Deshaun's playing? I don't. I don't think Deshaun's playing. You've completely convinced me that he's out.
All you had to do is listen earlier in the week.
Because
no.
All-knowing, all-powerful Jeff Phelps, when he speaks, people listen. He's the E.F. Hutton of this generation. Congratulations, E.F.
We don't know that he's not playing yet.
Jeff, do you think he's playing?
No.
Okay. Did I say he's 100% not playing?
No.
I said I don't think he's playing.
Yeah, I would think he's not playing.
All right. So this is where we sit. I know a lot of people want to talk about it. They want to talk about, you know, what the expectation is for him this season, where we are with this soreness that he has. Is it a big deal? Is it not a big deal? Is the media making too big of a deal out of it? I guess by the fact that I'm even saying it, maybe some people will believe that that is true, that the media is making too much of it. If he's ready for Dallas, that's all I care about. Really, let's be honest. And we could sit here and argue about, you know, backup quarterbacks and sitting here and saying that, you know, oh, let's trade. Let's go get Joe Flacco back. That's not happening. What happens first? Joe Flacco comes back as quarterback or Trevor Bauer joins the rotation for the Guardians? What do you think? Where's the money?
Wow.
Where's the money? Bauer or Flacco?
Really?
What, really? I went there? Yeah, it's true.
I'd sign Manny Ramirez before either.
I mean, it's probably on
Manny can still hit.
Flacco because he might be brought back for the Ring of Honor if the fans have anything to do with it.
My God, those were the best 6 games I've ever seen.
Joe Flacco is a true Cleveland hero. I know we wore purple.
One of
we
us,
all
man.
Hated him for 13 years, but damn it, he came here and won.
You guys are bitter, man.
He's just awesome.
He bought me a soda.
His brother and his dad kept him sharp. We should have signed his dad. He could have played wide receiver.
His brother would have made a hell of a tight end.
No, boys. That guy retired this week. His name is Cole McCloy.
That was well played.
Josh is in Ravenna. Josh, what's up, man? Get me out of this, will you, please?
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Oh, I'm hanging in. I got to hang out with these guys.
I was listening to your angry caller earlier. He made me sound really angry. But I was also listening to the other guy when he said it really comes down to coaching Kevin Stefanski. Kevin Stefanski, man. I wasn't a believer up until last year. And if you look at his resume and what he's done, man, he's took these teams and just he's done nothing but win. And, you know, no matter who's at quarterback, whether it be Jamison or Deshaun, if that offensive line is blocking, you could put Ryan Leaf back there and he'd throw for 30 touchdowns in a season because that line is something else, man, and when healthy. You know, so I think it just boils down to being healthy. And consistent play out of the quarterback. You know, we got that from Flacco last year. And who's to say we can't get that from Winston or Watson? I'm not like a really hardcore Watson fan. I think, yeah, it's too much money. But you know what? It's not my wallet. I don't care. Jimmy Haslam's wallet. D. Haslam's wallet. So if they win, that's what I want to do. I just want to win, baby. That's all.
Josh, I agree completely about the money thing. The only issue with that is, you know, it might hamper the Browns down the road, and giving up the first round picks was tough, but they decided that this was going to be their guy, and we will see. I mean, truly, Andy, we don't have any idea based on his first 2 years here, so that's why I say he's got to do it this year, or I'm moving on.
I think so, too. I think there's a clock on this thing. So, Abner is on West Boulevard. Hi, Abner.
Good morning, gentlemen. Beautiful day in Cleveland, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Aren't they all, Abner?
Absolutely, I agree. The best city in the world. But, gentlemen, I got a couple things I want to talk to you about. Denzel Ward, he got, I think, his fifth or sixth concussion. And I'm seeing reports, guys, that he's considering retiring. Now, I don't know how true that is or not, but I don't blame him because, you know, get a hand on CT, developing CT before it, you know, goes crazy because you know how that is. And if it's true that he's going to retire or he's considering it, it's going to affect our defense in a big way because he's a great corner. And now I have one more question. If you knew everything you know about Watson and Baker Mayfield right now, would you go back and still do the Deshaun Watson trade? Knowing Baker had a great season and he's not an ego head no more and he changed how he is.
Oh, that all went away.
All right, gentlemen. Goodbye. Take care.
Thank you, Abner.
I would like to start a GoFundMe for the dispensary down the street.
Bring it, Dano.
I think we're all going to need to cope for a lot of the season. I think all three of us.
No, at which point? Boom,
boom, boom. I think we all need it. Jesus won't talk over the line.
Just a great song.
Lawrence Welk was on the other day. I gotta be honest with you, I hated it when I was a kid. I felt like it was torture because my grandparents would watch it, and I'd sit in the room, and that's all I could think about were these guys singing this. They sang it on.
Oh yeah, they sang it on Lawrence Welk.
The song
because they didn't understand what it was.
Uh huh. Because you know, one talk over the line, sweet Jesus.
They thought it was a religious song.
Yeah, he referred to it as a modern hymnal. It is.
For those who like to imbibe.
For helping all of us really get past the darker times in our lives where I have people calling for Joe Flacco and Baker Mayfield. I'm really excited when we get the Tim Couch calls.
Baker did a nice job last year in Tampa.
Is Vinny Testaverde available? Let's get those calls too.
Baker did a nice job most of his time here in Cleveland.
Bernie's probably got 5 or 6 plays in him. Why the hell not?
Deshaun Watson in Houston was a better quarterback than Baker has been in his career.
Let's see what Baker does this year. I think it's going to be an interesting season for Baker.
He did a nice job in Tampa. They were 9-8 and they went to the playoffs. He did a nice job.
There is a story floating around on Yahoo Sports, which originally started on Browns Wire, that contemplates whether Denzel Ward's concussion history should have him thinking about retirement. Every concussion is different. Denzel, in this situation, I think has to do what's best for him, if that's what the situation is. We've seen a lot of guys that we watch growing up that have had major problems, and we know about the CTE stuff. So, Denzel's got to make the decision what's best for him. And I think that would come into play for anybody who gets a concussion in the NFL. It's not just Denzel, it's any concussion that any player gets in the NFL. It's like getting hit by a car, you know? Denzel's got to figure that out for himself. And, I have heard that story floating around for the last couple of days too, but I've heard it every time. I've heard it a couple times before when Denzel's had other concussions, but I've also heard it on other players too, that like at some point, some of these guys will look around and go, "What is the money worth it if I'm not here when I'm, you know, when I'm 35 or when I'm 40 or when I'm," no one knows how long your clock is, but if you can limit it by not getting concussions, by taking yourself out of a workplace that has concussions, I get it and I understand it. So I do think it's a conversation that's going to be, it's not just Denzel, it's every NFL player that gets a concussion or has a major injury. I mean, easy for Nick Chubb to say, right? After we all saw the injury that happened last year, if Nick Chubb decided to retire after last year, would any of us be shocked? I wouldn't be. I'd be like, thank you for everything you've done for this franchise and the organization, and the fans love you and no matter what. But, Nick wants to come back and wants to keep trying. And, man, I'll be right there rooting for him if he can ever step on the field again. And, there's talk even Mary Kay this morning. I was listening on the morning show. Same thing she said to us the other day, that maybe there's a possibility he plays in one of the first 4 games of the season. You got to weigh that out, though, against having the roster spot taken and how much do you think you can expect out of him. And is it, if you think he's going to be back for 1 out of 4, is it really worth it? Wouldn't it be worth waiting till the 5th game? Or you could even look at an even bigger picture than that and say, well, what if he's going to be out for 6 or 7? Is it worth 1 to bring him back in that second group of 4 for guys that are on the PUP? Is it 1, 2? Is it Bring him back the fifth game, bring him back the ninth game, bring him back the first game. Who knows what's going to happen with Nick? But, you know, the fact that he's even, you know, even at practice after we watched him get hurt last year, it's all bonus, man. It's all bonus. I hope he gets back on the field because you can see how hard he works.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
He will. He obviously wants to. Andy, I would have completely understood had he said, you know, I'm just going to heal this thing up and go on with my life.
And try to be able to walk when I'm older.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, without having a knee replaced. He's still probably going to have to get a knee replaced. But he wants to play football again, so good for him.
Now, good for us if he can get back out there.
Absolutely,
and be,
man.
If he could even be at...
He's one of my favorite Browns of all time.
85% of where he was,
love
right?
Love the way he approaches the game. Love the fact that he just plays the game, and we don't hear a whole lot about him or from him. I love it.
Jason Trusnik's going to join us here in about 10 minutes, the former Browns linebacker, although he spent time with other teams too. What do you got?
Interesting trade that just came down, according to Albert Breer. Sources, the Commanders are trading wide receiver Jahan Dotson and a 2025 fifth-round pick to the Eagles for a 2025 third-round pick and two 2025 seventh-round picks. He had 84 catches and 1,041 yards and 11 touchdowns in 2 years with the train wreck Washington Commanders team under Dan Snyder and all that, and they're deciding to move on from him.
Wow.
That's an interesting move.
So they're going to put him with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith?
Mm-hmm.
That's serious right there, man, because I think Dotson's pretty good.
Wow. And they picked up Cade York for a seventh-rounder today, right, Washington?
Well, yeah,
Yeah, so that's where it all starts with a kicker, if you ask me.
Everything starts with the kicker.
Or no, a fullback or tight end.
Or a long snapper. Yeah, no, I haven't heard anybody talking about Rex. Did you guys think Rex looked good last week? Rex Unihara? The backup long snapper filled in for Charlie?
Yeah. Sure.
We didn't break that. You guys didn't break that down while I was gone yesterday?
Rex is a local guy. Good for him.
Well, I can't believe you guys didn't break that down. Very disappointed in both of you.
Well, you were here the first 2 days of the week. If you wanted to do it, it was all
yours. I kept
trying
to push it. I tried to tell you guys that this is something we need to talk about.
Man's got to know his expertise and limitations.
Good for Rex.
Let me tell you, I'm not there. Just not there. And I don't want to get over my skis.
All right. I'll make sure. Just want to make sure you guys are all on the same page. We've got a minute here. What do you guys think of this? And I just want to spend a minute talking about this. Again, Jason Trusnik's going to join us here in a little bit. Travis Kelce and Happy Gilmore, too. Boys, thoughts, reaction? I think he has a chance for an Academy Award, if you ask me. I don't care what he does.
All I know is that guy, if he wants to, is going to go into acting when he's done. If he wants to.
Well, and then there's another. He's supposed to be in another movie,
too. I hope Lee Trevino's available. He's 84. He's still alive.
Is it a bad move that they're making this movie in the first place?
No. I'm anxious to see it. It's a Netflix movie, right?
Yeah, so he's got a deal.
So it's not going to be in theaters.
They might put it in theaters. They'll put some of those Netflix movies in.
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
he's got a deal with Netflix. I think he had signed like a multi-year or multi-movie pack. That's why he's got like all these. He's got a bunch of little movies that have popped up on Netflix.
Adam Sandler.
He did the what was the Halloween one? Hubie Halloween or something like that?
You would have a better footing.
Yeah, it's Hubie Halloween. Yeah,
I think it's awesome. I think he's going to be outstanding in it. This thing is going to be so nostalgia-filled, it's going to be out of control.
Hopefully. And Sandler said that they've really, really worked on it and worked on the script and write, rewrite. He said, because we don't want to let people down. That made me feel reassured, because the last thing we want is Caddyshack 2.
That happened.
Jackie Mason wasn't horrible in that movie.
I said hello to Jackie Mason once.
And what did he say to you?
There we go.
Ding!
There it is.
Yeah, we were walking out of a hotel in Los Angeles, and here comes Jackie Mason walking in. And he goes, oh, hello, boys. How you doing?
Did you say hello back?
Yes, of course I did.
I just want to make sure.
I guess I said hello first.
Oh, well, there you go.
And he responded, as opposed to Jack Nicholson.
He didn't even grovel at you? Didn't even give you a look?
Ladies and gentlemen, Nicholson? The Poobah has entered the room.
Poobah, we're right up against the break here. So what do you got?
Well, I just wanted to congratulate you guys on making the X machine once again.
Oh, what did we do?
Well, no, I have seen you guys show restraint before, but the restraint you showed in trying to tell that poor caller who wants the Browns to trade a first-round draft pick for Joe Flacco.
Multiple draft picks.
We've had some strange ideas. The look on your guys' faces and Jeff, the determination of trying to get that guy back down to earth was tremendous. So I just want to alert everyone that if you want to see a very funny video of what it's like behind the scenes when these guys don't agree with a caller and have to hold back, look at it. It's pretty funny.
All right. Did it make Facebook too? I'm just curious.
I hope not yet.
We can get it on your Friendster page though if you want.
No, I don't know.
Now you have to go to break.
All right, I'm going to go to
break. Even though there's plenty of content coming, right?
Facebook doesn't like
us.
I just want you to know that.
We like you anyway.
I know, I'm just saying.
We can get it hot on a Tic Tac for you. Get it up there on a Tic Tac. Could dance with the kids.
I like it on a Tic Tac.
Yeah, our breath will smell good going into the next one. Jason Trusnik, Baskin and Phelps, next.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Poobah has left the room.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.